أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the munafiqeen and the condition of the kuffar. One of the things that the kuffar had desired was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers never be successful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts off all assistance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly and the believers in general. With regards to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to these kind of thoughts that the kuffar had. Inna Allah yudkhilu alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit those who have brought iman wa amilu salihat and practice righteously. Practice righteously, we have explained it on many occasions in different ways. It has to have iman, it has to be accompanied with ikhlas, it has to be in the method of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to others, they have also added on to this, is that it includes all the fara'is ibadat, all the ibadat that is farz and obligatory and mandatory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, all the wajibat. Thirdly, all the sunnati mu'akkada of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When one becomes punctual on that and regular on that, then one will be regarded as amilu salihat, he who practices righteously. Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Allah will cause them to admit, Allah will admit them into the gardens, that is jannat. تجري من تحتها الأنهار, under which rivers flow. إن الله يفعل ما يريد. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, Allah will forgive and Allah will cause them to enter. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to take to task, and Allah save us from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take such individuals to task. That is the mashiyat of Allah, that is the wish and the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no being that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive a particular person and why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not forgive a particular person. Then with that is the general state of the general believers with regards to the hereafter. More particularly with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this wish and the desire of the kuffar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, Allah's nusrat, Allah's assistance be cut off and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not assist Nabi alayhi salam, Allah causes the plan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to fail. And what was the plan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That iman comes into the hearts of each and every individual and as deen of Islam progresses and prospers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَلَّيْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That person who thinks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never assist him, never assist Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this material world and in the hereafter, then what they should do, and because they have this desire, and the desire had come because of the extreme annoyance and anger and irritation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were now becoming frustrated, and these were the thoughts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. So they should stretch out a rope to the sky, ثُمَّ الْيَقْطَعْ, and then they should cut. Now here, there are two different explanations that the commentators have given. One is this, that now they are trying to dictate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the ills and the evils of their heart. So if it is then possible, they should try and stretch out a rope from here to the sky, try and get there, and cut off. What they should cut off? The nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both are impossible. One is to get the rope up to the sky. That is also impossible. To cut off the help and the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also impossible. It is not within the capacity and the ability to do it. Others have stated that here sama refers to something that is above us, and that will refer to the ceilings or the roofs of the homes, that they should tie a rope, they should tie it to themselves, to their necks, and then they should cut the rope and they should commit suicide and they should die. And while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say this, فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيثُ. Then they should see that whatever plans that the annoyance and the anger had created, see if that goes away now. See if the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes away, because Allah's help has come down, and because Allah's help has come down, they became angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have become frustrated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, in a great deal of authority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can do whatever you wish to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat will continue and be always with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one aspect of the nubuwat, that Allah had chosen him to be the Nabi, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to be the Nabi, Allah chooses that Allah's nusrat and Allah's help be with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says similarly, like how Allah has given us this example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed ayatim bayyinat, clear ayat and verses in the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly explains and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies all these matters for us. And simply Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us also, in this particular time when we see the aggression against the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, we should always realize and understand that this is also the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's nusrat will come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Our duty is to continue our dua, continue our assistance, and more important than everything else is continue our iman in Allah, and our a'mal and our actions should be purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa anna Allah yahdi man yurid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomsoever Allah wills. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.